I'm Jenny Mason, your tour guide to Feedback Loops, a journey through food waste cycles and the solutions that curb climate change. What can think the unthinkable? An iceberg. Or movie fans will say it's Rose refusing to share her big door life raft with Jack once the Titanic slurps into the ocean. But the fact remains that cold sinks and warmth rises or floats. If we think of ocean waters like Jack and Rose from Titanic, we can better understand the natural forces that create major ocean currents like the AMOC or Atlantic Meridional Overturning Circulation. Northern Atlantic waters, or Jack waters, are cold and very dense because their particles possess less energy. They aren't moving much. Hot tropical equatorial waters, or Rose waters, are packed with energy. Like kids spread across a playground, these particles jiggle, bounce, and ricochet. When cold, heavy Jack sinks, he creates a pressure vacuum that pulls warm Rose out of the equator. As Rose travels north, she loses some volume to evaporation. This causes her to cool and get saltier. All that salt makes her heavier, or denser. By the time she reaches the northern Atlantic, Rose has transformed into Jack. Jack sinks, and the AMOC cycle repeats. Recent data suggests that human lifestyles are disrupting the AMOC by spewing too much heat-trapping carbon dioxide and methane into the atmosphere. Converting food scraps to compost is how ordinary people can sabotage climate collapse. Feedback Loops is produced in collaboration with Table to Farm Compost and KDUR. For more information about curbing food waste, visit tabletofarmcompost.com.